reading is from Chronicles 2 Chronicles 26. But we're talking here about the definite role of a priest in the Old Testament times. And we need to understand the commitment of the high priest and his office as mediator between God and man. And that role could not be held by anybody else. That was the priest's role alone, to deal with the things of man pertaining to God. And here we see the penalty for King Uzziah when his pride took over and he went into the temple and took on the role of the priest. Thanks, Cheryl.
Second Chronicles chapter 26, starting at verse 1. Now all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Judah after the king rested with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. And then we move down to verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. So Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him were 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men. And they withstood King Uzziah and said to him, "It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests and the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. You shall have no honour from the Lord God." Then Uzziah became furious, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priests, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord, beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked at him, and there on his forehead he was leprous. So they thrust him out of that place. Indeed, he also hurried to get out, because the Lord had struck him. King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in an isolated house because he was a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Then Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much for that, Cheryl. Uzziah's reign was in two parts, we see here. The years he sought the Lord were the years, and the years that he was unfaithful. The Bible teaches that when he was seeking the Lord, the results, he was blessed. He was blessed in every way. Whereas when failure took over and he went in to take over the priest's work in the temple, disaster fell upon him. He was judged by God. And this was his spiritual decline in judgment. Uzziah failed to realise God's help in all that he had accomplished, and he was not a priest. It was unlawful for him to enter the temple and to burn incense upon the altar. Thus, he received the judgment of God. And it is the same for us today. All who reject our great high priest, Jesus Christ, as their Saviour, will likewise receive judgment, eternal separation from God. Let's leave it there and turn to our next hymn, hymn number 377, "Come to the Saviour, Make No Delay." Our reading now is from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 through to 6. We see here that Jesus is the perfection. He's the perfection of our salvation. And we'll learn here that he could not be our high priest till after his resurrection. Till after his resurrection from the grave. Chapter 5, verses 1. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in the things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. Because of this, he is required, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer sacrifices for sins. This is the human high priest, Aaron, in his day. And no man takes this honour to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he also says in another place, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. According to the order of Melchizedek. So Jesus could not be a high priest until he rose from the grave after his ascension. And here we have more of the profile of Jesus Christ, his role as high priest. And Jesus' role goes on forever as our high priest. He forgives us in the very presence of God today. No man could appoint himself as a priest, let alone a high priest, as we read in that reading this morning. And in 1 Samuel 13, we read there where King Saul invaded the priesthood, and so he lost his kingdom. It was handed over to David. King Uzziah here this morning tried to enter the temple to burn incense, and the result was he received leprosy. But Aaron was chosen by God to be high priest, ordained and installed, and we can read all about that in Exodus 28, verse 1. But here in this reading this morning, in verses 1 to 4, we see that Jesus was chosen from the priest was chosen from among men to minister for men. He had to offer the sacrifices that God had appointed for him to offer, and they are named in Hebrews 8. In Hebrews 8, verse 3, for every high priest, it says, is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. They were to be offered in the right place by the right person to be accepted by God. If it wasn't right, God wouldn't accept it. So the priest's role was profound. He had to dress correctly, he had to wash himself, he had to be utterly clean and as pure as he could be. But he was still a sinful man representing God, representing the people before God. And so when he offered a sacrifice, he had to offer a sacrifice for himself first, and then for the people. This is the failing that we have today in the flesh. This priestly system shows that sinful man is estranged or separated from God by sin. Moses, before Aaron was appointed, would meet with God in his tent. No one else could come into the presence of God until Aaron was appointed as high priest, and then his sons in order after him as each one died. And by the grace of God, this priestly system of dealing with our sin is fulfilled by the ministry of Jesus Christ. So it goes on even today, and it's fulfilled by Jesus Christ. He is both the sacrifice and the high priest. When Jesus hung on that cross and said, "It is finished," then his earthly work on this earth was finished. His work in the flesh was finished. And then, after his ascension to heaven, began his priestly work, which is still going on our behalf today before the throne of God. And we need to understand this. We need to understand Jesus, our high priest, today. He who ministers to God's people by his own once for all offering of himself on the cross. And then, as high priest, he's appointed for men in the things pertaining to God. Verse 5 and 6 there is very interesting. It says here in verse 5, "So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, 'You are my son, today I have begotten you.'" Jesus Christ, our high priest, is referred to as the Son of God, of course. His position as high priest, as in verse 5 and 6. And in verse 5 there it says, "Today I have begotten you. Today I have begotten you." Well, in this passage of Scripture, it's not talking about Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. This is referring to his resurrection from the dead. The Son of God was begotten into the glorious new life in his resurrection, entering heaven in a glorified body to become our high priest at the very throne of grace. And every time we come before God in prayer, we come to that very throne where Jesus is today as our high priest. In Acts 13, verse 33, we read, Luke wrote this, he said, "God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus, as it is also written in the second psalm, 'You are my son, today I have begotten you.'" He raised Jesus up to be our high priest. To be our high priest. What a responsibility. We all know about Aaron. He was ordained as high priest and he offered the sacrifices of animals in the temple. But for Jesus to become high priest, he offered the sacrifice of himself. Himself. Now we all know that when the Aaron as high priest offered an animal, that animal had to be without blemish. Had to be male. Had to be perfect. No spot, no wrinkle, no fault. Jesus offered himself. No blemish, sinless, no spot, perfect. Then he rose from the dead as our high priest. The priest that was appointed on earth knew the temptations of man because the priest himself suffered in the same way and was tempted. He was sinful. Jesus was tempted. Satan tempted him after 40 days in the desert when he was hungry. Tempted him to his face three times, we read about in Matthew chapter 4. Jesus was tempted in the Garden of Gethsemane when he didn't want to face the wrath of God. "Take this cup from me. But not my will, but yours be done." But yours be done. Jesus knows what we go through every day in our temptations. He has suffered. He felt pain. He was humiliated. He cried. He knows his subjects. He knows man. And he rose from the grave as our high priest. In verse 6, we read there, "As he also says in another place, 'You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.'" Well, we know so much about Melchizedek. In chapter 1, verse 13, "But to which of the angels has he ever said, 'Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool'?" We have the affirmation here that Jesus' final victory is over his enemies, that they will be made his footstool. God did not speak directly to Aaron as he did with Jesus. Jesus is unique in that he is a high priest forever, forever. No Old Testament priest could take on that role because they duly died and relinquished their office to their successor. In Hebrews 7, verses 23 to 28, we read about this episode. "Also, there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing. But he," this is Jesus, "because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once and for all when he offered up himself." This is the comparison we're making this morning between Jesus and Aaron, the earthly high priest. "For the law appoints as high priests men who have weakness, but the word of the oath which came after the law appoints the Son who has been perfected forever." Perfected forever. You see, they belong to Aaron. Jesus belongs to this Melchizedek. Melchizedek means king of righteousness. He was also king of Salem, which means peace. But Melchizedek was both king and priest. And this was, he was king and priest. This was before the law was handed down through Moses. King Uzziah died, tried to be a priest and a king, and God judged him. Only in Jesus Christ and Melchizedek, who was pre-law, were these two offices combined. And we read in Genesis chapter 14, verses 17 to 20, we read there, "And the king of Sodom," Abraham had gone off and fought a battle, "and the king of Sodom went out to meet him in the valley after he'd won this battle, after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him. Then Melchizedek," this is the first time we hear about this Melchizedek, "king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High." So this Melchizedek comes from nowhere, and he comes out and he was the priest of God Most High. "And he blessed him, and he said, 'Blessed be Abraham of God Most High, professor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand.' And he gave him a tithe of all." So this is this Melchizedek. The priest of God who blessed Abraham. Jesus Christ is our high priest that we're reading about this morning. On the throne forever, like Melchizedek, who did not die, there is no account of his death. And again, in Hebrews chapter 7, we read, "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated king of righteousness and then also king of Salem," meaning king of peace. "Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God remains a priest continually. Melchizedek was destined by God to be a picture of his son Jesus Christ. Melchizedek, King of Righteousness and Peace, had the characteristics of Jesus Christ, a priest forever, a priest forever. Jesus Christ could not serve as a priest on earth, for he did not belong to the tribe of Levi. He did not belong to the Levitical tribe. All the Jewish priests came from the tribe of Levi, descendants of Aaron. But he became a sacrifice on earth. This is Jesus became a sacrifice on earth that he might become the high priest in heaven forever. This is the importance of this teaching this morning. This is the meat of the word, understanding all the glorious attributes of Jesus Christ. Perfection. And so here we are able to grasp something of the majesty and the love and the perfection of Jesus Christ. He was fulfilling God's plan of our salvation. And it's perfect. Our faith and trust in Jesus Christ makes our salvation perfect. Not because we're perfect in any way, but because he is perfect. No one can snatch you out of my hand, Jesus said. Fulfilling God's plan of salvation. First, we have the human priests offering sacrifices for their sins and then for our sins, teaching us the depravity of sin before a holy God. Then Jesus in the flesh, but sinless, without blemish, he offers himself the perfect sacrifice for all time. He's crucified, he's buried, and then he ascends from the grave to be our high priest forever in heaven, our mediator before God. He bears our griefs and pain while he encourages us with the certain hope of bringing every true believer to maturity in their faith and into heaven forever. And this is why the Lord's table is so precious to us this morning. This is the things that we need to know and to understand when we come around the Lord's table. This is Jesus' invitation for us to partake of the vows that we have made in faith to him. When we take the wine, the fruit, and the bread, we are renewing our vows to remain faithful to him. This is why the Lord's table is so precious today, as we recount his work and his promises and vow to be forever faithful to him. Let's leave it there and let's